So it got so cold, didn't it? Yeah, I was not expecting this. Can you tell I'm cold? My nose is like so red right now, I bet. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? Really? No, no, I'm not judging. Not at all. Yeah, they were the best, weren't they? They make the best kebabs, I told you. I'm glad you like them. My friends? What about them? Did you not like them? You felt like they didn't like you? What? Where's this coming from? They did like you, I think. I mean, they have no reason not to. So what if they weren't expecting you? Who cares? You're not my boyfriend, but, well, I like you, so obviously I'll take you with me. Usually the people I like don't meet my friends that fast, so we did move a little quick on that part, but don't worry about it. They did like you. Even if they didn't, that's their problem to deal with. I don't care. Well, yeah, they're my friends, but their opinion doesn't really mean much to me. It's my life. Who I date is my personal business, right? Exactly. I'm glad we agree. I'm just glad you like the food. It's better than that diner, isn't it? I did say I like it, but I think I prefer the kebab place over it. Anyways, we're finally at my place. No, not that one. This one. This is my house. What do you mean? Of course I live here. What, I'm not just gonna go to a strange person's house. This is my house. Well, it's my parents' house, but I live in it. Oh, right. You don't know much about my parents, do you? They are a little bit well known around here. Yeah, my dad's a surgeon and my mom is a lawyer. You can only imagine how much fun that is for me. Yeah, I do. I have one brother, but I don't know anything about him. He's in his own world. I only ever see him on Thanksgiving, Christmas, and sometimes Halloween. But I don't think I'm gonna see him this year. Yeah, he's kind of like a stranger. Him and I don't really talk much. And he just kind of left me alone with my parents. Which, don't mind me. I mean, my parents are, you know, they're good parents. They're just never really home. Yeah, I mean, look, there's no cars in the driveway. I knew they weren't gonna be home. It's just you and I. Which is good, because I didn't really want to spend my night alone, so. Come on, let's go inside. I'm freezing. And welcome to our house. It's a little bit dark right now, so let me just turn on the light. Sorry about that. Usually I don't mind the dark, but I kind of want you to see in front of you. Do you want anything to drink? Make yourself at home. You sure? Okay. Well, let's sit on the couch. I don't know why this is so awkward. I just never expected you to be at my house. Oh, I just mean, well, you know, I thought about it before. You and I hanging out alone. Yeah, I wondered how our conversations would go. But now that we're alone, I guess I can tell you that I think you and I look good together. Yeah, we just complement each other well. You're like the opposite of me appearance-wise, but I feel like we just look good together. Don't you agree? Well, come sit next to me. Why are you being so shy all of a sudden? Really? Don't tell me. Am I making you nervous? Oh, I don't know. I feel like I am, just a little bit. Seriously, I'm sorry that you felt like my friends didn't like you. They're a little rough on the edges at first, but I promise they mean well. They just want the best for me, you know? Well, the truth is, I've been hurt a lot in the past by a lot of different guys. I'm usually their first experience, you know, dating a girl who's different, I guess. I don't think I'm that different, but, you know, just the way I dress and stuff and the way I carry myself, I feel like I'm just the first experience for a lot of guys. And I think they're just worried that that also might be the case with you. Because I'm not really the type of girl you go for. I'm the first one, right? I mean, considering the girl you had a crush on, I'm not surprised. But like I said, I think we found you a new type now. And judging by the way you're so nervous around me right now, I feel like you do like me. Why else are you at my house right now? Yeah, whatever you say. Thank you, that's reassuring to hear. But yeah, I think that's what it is with my friends, so don't worry about it. They'll warm up to you, eventually. I promise. Took me a while to open up to them, you know, because I can be a little bit reserved at first with a lot of people that I meet. Sometimes I worry that certain people might befriend me just because of my money, I guess. Yeah, when they find out about my parents and how wealthy they are, they try their best to befriend me, and it just seems really fake. I don't really like fake people. I don't. I hate them. Are you sure you don't want anything to drink? You're kind of my guest right now. We have a lot of wine. Don't tell my parents, they hate when I drink. I don't drink a lot. They expect me to be this perfect daughter, you know, who listens to their word. And, I mean, I do sometimes, but it's kind of hard to do that when they're not really around much. Sometimes it feels like they're not my parents. Anyways, I don't really want to get into it. What should we do? Do you want to watch a movie? You just want to talk? Okay, we can talk. I have a question to ask. Yeah, we've already established that I wasn't your first kiss. But have you slept with anyone? Okay. Me? Would you believe me if I said no? Gosh, it's kind of embarrassing to admit. No one really knows that about me. Well, I don't go around telling people that I'm a virgin, you know? I am. But I feel like a lot of people don't expect it. Not that it's any of their business, anyways. I can be a little flirty, bold, and out there, but I'm not so bold when it comes to the sheets. I don't even know why I'm saying this to you. That is so awkward, and you probably don't care. Good. Well, the reason I'm Actually, asking and telling you is because I'm like insanely attracted to you. Honestly, I've never been attracted to someone like this. It's kind of weird. It's like a first time experience for me. It feels like this is the first time I actually really like someone and I want to jump at their bones. Oh gosh, I cannot believe I just said that. No, I'm not saying that I want to, like, have sex with you. Not that I don't get me wrong, I do. I mean, I would love that. I'm just, well, you turn me on a little bit. And I do want to have a little bit of fun with you. I don't have to go all the way, but gosh, I've never wanted someone so bad in every way. What are you doing to me? Yeah, you just make me want to do crazy things, like be all corny with you, which is weird because I usually cringe at the idea of doing any of this with someone. But with you, I trust you. I just have a really good feeling about you. Really? You do? Well, why didn't you show me that? You know, I was the first to make a move on you, and the first to kiss you, so this is your chance to... Don't worry about it. My parents are not going to come home anytime soon, I promise. They work overnight, like every single night. Don't worry. The place is all ours. Do you want to go to my room if you're so worried? Oh, it's all the way upstairs, and I don't feel like going upstairs right now. I just really want to kiss you forever. Yeah, you're so hot. Do you know that? You're like so attractive. And a really good kisser too. Where did you learn to kiss like that? Actually, don't answer that, please. Because I want to be the only and last person that you kiss now. Oh, yeah. I just lift up my shirt for you. Oh, yeah. Do you like what you're seeing? Yeah. I know my clothes can be a little bit annoying because they block out all of the curves, but now you get to touch me and make me feel good. Now I get to touch you. Only me. Yeah, here. Can I pull down your pants? I just really want to see it. Yeah, I want to feel it. I want to lick it. I want to taste it. God, you turn me on so much, it's insane. I'm already so wet for you here. Feel how wet I am. Oh, yeah, can you feel that? Yeah. Fuck yeah, let me see it. Oh my god. Fuck. Can I taste it? Yeah? Oh, My hand fits perfectly around it. Fuck. I have been packing this all along. I can't wait much longer. Fuck, you taste so good. What? You want to touch me? Of course you can. But, you know, I'm a little busy making you feel good right now. Actually, I have kind of a crazy idea in mind. Well, it's not crazy, but it kind of is for me because I've never done it before. I don't know about you, but... Well, you can eat me out while I suck you off. I guess, like, 69. That's what it's called. We don't have to call it that, though, but... The couch is big enough. I can just get over here and just open my legs like this. Yeah, I can feel your breath on my thigh. Yeah, you can pull down my panties. Oh, fuck. I'm so wet. I'm insanely wet for you. Fuck. Oh, yeah, just eat me out. Yeah, as I suck you off. Yeah. Oh, fuck, that feels good. Oh, that feels so good. Oh my god. Yeah. Yeah. That feels so good. Yeah, just like that. Oh, yeah, right there. Oh, fuck, I'm finding it hard to focus. Don't stop. Yeah, don't stop. Fuck. So good. Yeah, don't stop. Yeah, does it feel good? Am I doing a good job? Yeah, call me a good girl. Yeah, I'm your good girl, yeah. Fuck. so close. I am so fucking close. You too. Well, I can't end it like this. No. I don't have to do that, but I can just grind myself against you if you want. Yeah? Okay. Yeah, here, let's move. Fuck, let me just get on top. It's like this. So fucking hot. Do you know that? Well, just in case you haven't heard it enough, I'm here to tell you. I just... Oh. I can just slip it in like this. It's so tempting. Oh, you're so hard. Fuck, you're so hard. Yeah, I feel you twitching. You're getting close, aren't you? Oh, fuck. Fuck. Feels so good. This is rubbing against me. Yeah. Fuck. Yeah, I'm gonna come. Yeah, I'm gonna come. Fuck. Shit. I can't. I'm gonna come. Yeah. Yeah, you too. Come with me. Come with me. That was so hot. Oh, yeah, that was so good. We did make quite a mess. Don't worry. We'll clean it up. God. I can't believe it. We just did that. Yeah, we did. I like getting naughty with you. Oh, shit. I hear a car outside. Someone's probably coming home. Yeah, they're not usually home this early. Anyways, let's get up before they catch us, because that would be so freaking embarrassing. Get up, get up. We're gonna get caught. Trust me, the last thing we want to do is get caught. They don't have to know that you're here. I'm sure you're not ready to meet my parents yet either. You just met my friends. And we did that. We'll talk about it later. Come on, get up. You're taking too damn long. What, are you still feeling weak after all that? It was nothing. We were just getting started. All right, let's go.